Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127-games.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Noble Knight Games. Since 1997, Noble Knight Games have been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide. They specialize in both new and out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. Hi, I'm Ben Gerber from the Indie Talks podcast. Noble Knight Games isn't just a sponsor for our podcasts, they're also a customer. I purchased from them and sold items to them, and I've always been treated very, very well. Noble Knight Games always delivers exactly what they promise. They ship super fast, and when I've had questions, they've always had excellent, fast, and friendly customer service. They have a huge selection of over 100,000 unique products, and when they say it's in stock, they mean it. No vapor inventory. You'll find discounted pricing on most in-print games, and they've got fair and reasonable prices on their out-of-print and rare items. Noble Knight Games ships worldwide, and they know how to package your order so that it arrives safely with no damage. Have some games you're looking to trade in for something new, or just to grab some cash? Check out their trading and selling your games section. I've done it before, and it's easy and fast. They provide the shipping labels, you box your games up, and that's pretty much it. Noble Knight Games have a weekly email newsletter featuring new and rare finds, and they'll even handle special requests for you. Check them out at www.noblenight.com, that's NOBLEKNIGHT, or contact them at noblenight@noblenight.com. Noble Knight Games, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is a podcast that discusses historical and New England gaming. This is episode 84, Wargaming on the Cheap. I'm going to tell you about some great ways that you can wargame on the cheap. You can get some models for free or cheap, free or cheap terrain, all sorts of really cool stuff that will help you to maximize your wargaming and minimize your costs. And you're thinking, dude, I've been waiting for something like this. I really need a way to maximize my wargaming and minimize my costs. And do you know what? I know that's true. Not only because right now when I'm recording it, it is December 2012. The holiday season causes people to go in a frenzy and you're spending all sorts of money on friends and family and you have holiday parties and all sorts of stuff that you're preparing for. But I also know this because the number one search term on the blog happens to deal with both couple things that I'm going to be talking about, paper terrain and plastic army men. So those are two things, of course, you know, I will be mentioning. But the first thing I want to talk about, the best way that you can wargame on the cheap is to utilize your local library. You're thinking, okay, but why do I want to go to my local library? I have the internet. I don't need to go to a library. That's so, you know, web not 2.0. You're wrong. You need the library, not just because I work in a library, but maybe that made it a little bit easier for me to stumble onto this. Your local library is a great resource for all sorts of material, ways that you can do your research about the different games that you want to play, about the different battles you want to emulate, and all your what-if scenarios. I've used my local library to get primary documents that have come in really handy for my Dead Hampton Revolution. I've used it to get wargaming rulebooks. I've managed to get the Force on Force rulebook, its expansions. I've gotten the Field of Glory material from them. Tons of the Osprey books. I've gotten all the campaigns and the Men at Arms and the New Vanguard and the Fortification series. There's tons and tons and tons of them. I've been able to borrow all of these from my local library at no cost to me. If you were to buy all of the materials that I have just listed, you would easily spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. Instead of spending $20,000, which is enough for a car, it's enough for a down payment on a house, I should know. Instead of spending $20,000 on any of those things, the Force on Force rulebook and all that kind of stuff, you can put it in your pocket and spend it somewhere else. Maybe on other wargaming material or on those holiday presents that you're buying right now, or, you know, for that house or that car that I mentioned, all sorts of other things that are really important in life. Why not keep that money in your pocket instead of spending it everywhere else? And yeah, there are going to be things that you might just, you want, you need to have on your bookshelf so that you can always reference those magazines, those books or whatever. Go ahead and pick them up. Nothing wrong with that. One of the really cool things about New England libraries in particular, but it's true of libraries just about anywhere in America, anywhere in the world even, is that if your local library doesn't have what you want, they might be able to go somewhere else and get what you need. I've managed to go ahead and get material from across America, from Japan, from Italy, from Great Britain, from Canada, you name it, I've tried to get material from there. So it's come in really handy. Actually, way back on, I don't know, episode 50, 60 something or whatever, I talked about some books that I had received that came all the way from Italy and Germany, some primary documents from World War II dealing with the Nazis, Nazi propaganda. I've been able to get all sorts of really cool things. So instead of spending that money at your local bookstore, which nothing wrong with that, but think twice and try to get from your library first. That way you can try it out, see if you like it, see if it's useful, and if it's something you're going to want forever, then go ahead and buy it. But give your library that first shot, and then maybe play through the rules and do your research a little bit. See what you like, and you can maybe save a little bit of money. And if you do want to keep that for all eternity, so that way you always have it readily available, go buy a copy from your local bookstore, and then put that on your bookshelf. Nothing wrong with that. Another thing I want you to consider is paper terrain. One of the posts on the blog that gets tons of traffic is a post that's titled Free Paper Terrain. Now on that post, I have all sorts of content, all sorts of links to free, cool gaming content. Things like the Mordheim rulebook that you can get for free. I have links to tons and tons and tons of free paper terrain for GHQ. GHQ does really cool micro gaming, but it also would be good for Flames of War. I have other links on there for free terrain, paper terrain, that would be really good for Force on Force, for Combat Storm, which is a plastic Army Man Modern War kind of rule set that you can get. Be perfect for all that. All you need for the paper terrain is you need a printer, you need to pay for the paper, you need to pay for the ink, and that's it. You download it. If it's a free paper terrain, doesn't cost you anything. And there are some free terrains that aren't free. They're ones you pay for, those paper products. Some of them do require money. But even so, the cost is going to be significantly less than picking up whatever other cool, ready-made terrain that's out there. You and I might love Architects of War, and I do. I think they make fantastic product, but not everyone can spend $300 for a barn. Not everyone can spend $80 for, you know, a shed. Whatever the case happens to be, or even if you're doing things like JR miniatures, although they're being bought out and things are moving around, and they're pretty reasonable in price, not everyone can afford that. Maybe you want to put your money instead of terrain, you want to put it into models. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you want to put it into paying your light bill or whatever the case happens to be. Get your free paper terrain. It'll be okay. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's very old school gamer of you if you do that. So I want you to go ahead and check out free paper terrain. Gonna remind you, head on over to the show notes on the blog at wargamingforums.com/WR84. You're going to be able to have a link to that free paper terrain and everything else that I will be talking about in this episode. Something else that you should consider, plastic Army Men. You can get plastic Army Men really cheap. I got tons of packs of them at the local discount, you know, dollar type store for a buck a bag. They were like 50 guys in a bag. Plastic Army Men, perfect 1/72 scale. They're really cheap, they're going to look really cheap, but they're like the plastic Army Men that you and I grew up playing with. Playing in your stairs or on the carpet or the dining room table, and tan and green battled it out. The plastic Army Men that were immortalized in the Pixar movies, Toy Story and Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. We all played with plastic Army Men. And, you know, maybe they're not going to be looked upon seriously by serious war gamers. That's okay. If you just want to have some fun, or maybe you want to introduce wargaming to your kids, plastic Army Men are a great way to do it because there's no small parts for them to eat. You want to make sure they don't shove the plastic Army Men in their mouth. But if they're old enough to move things around a little bit and you're going to observe them and watch them, you can play a really simplified army game with them using the plastic Army Men. You can do some wargaming. Or maybe you want to use plastic Army Men for some cool skirmish wargaming. Maybe you want to play like Combat Storm that I had mentioned. Maybe you want to play Force on Force, which is getting a lot of media attention in the wargaming world. Maybe you want to try European Assault, which is by listener Tidal. Big shout out to Tidal for his European Assault, because he won an award recently for it for design and layout. Two thumbs up. So that's something you want to consider. Plastic Army Men, you can get them really cheap. you can get maybe some better quality plastic Army Men that are like 25mm, 28mm scale by getting some Airfix, Atelieri, IMAX, Revel, Accurate. You could recreate ancient Rome and play some Hail Caesar. You could recreate American War of Independence, the American Civil War, Napoleonics. Use the black powder rule set to cover that. Black powder, you pay the 45, 50 bucks, I think, for the rule book. One cost, or borrow from your local library. Pay that one cost, and then get really affordable plastic models. If you wanted to, you could paint them up, but you don't have to. They're ready to use right out of the box. Very affordable. Put them on the table. You're good to go. You could pick up some green felt from your local craft supply store, an AC Moore, a Hobby Lobby, a Michaels, whatever you happen to have near you. Put that out. You covered your dining room table, you used your paper terrain, you got your plastic Army Men, and you're ready to play. That's what, for me, is really important, being able to play the war games. As much as I like to paint, and I do, I don't have the time to paint lots of models, so it's a problem for me. And a way to get around that is using things like plastic Army Men. Or you can consider print and play models. I want you to check out a free Ancient Warriors demo set. I have an affiliate link in the show notes. That's right, wargamingforums.com/WR84. Or you can go directly to wargamingforums.com/freepaperancients with an S at the end. And that'll bring you right to a free Ancient Warriors demo set. And this is a link to Wargame Vault, which is a cool online store where you can download PDFs of all sorts of different things, rules and magazines, all sorts of stuff is up there. And there's this really cool manufacturer who has tons of paper models. They do them for all sorts of different things like D&D and all that kind of stuff, but they have a whole line of Ancient Warriors that are fantastic. They have some really cool looking Persians and all sorts of other ones like that. Perfect for Hail Caesar, perfect for Saga. You could do all sorts of stuff with all of that. And this link will bring you right to a free demo set of them so you can print them out, see what you think about them before you spend any money. Or maybe you want to try something, maybe a little bit of American Civil War. I found a really cool set of American Civil War Union Artillery paper models, that you print out. They only cost $3. You get the PDF. You print out as many as you need. Again, I have a link to that, wargamingforums.com/ACW paper artillery. That'll bring you right to that product. It's $3. That's an affiliate link. Doesn't cost you any extra. Gives us a little something here at the podcast to help things going. Again, a link to this and everything else in the show will be in the show notes. wargamingforums.com/WR84. I'm throwing a lot of web addresses at you, so I'm going to try to pull back. I don't want to inundate you and get you to be like, oh my god, I can't remember anything because it's too much stuff. If nothing else, just remember the show notes are wargamingforums.com/WR84. That's the only web address you need to remember because everything is there. If you don't want to just spend all your time downloading the paper models and the paper terrain, you might want an idea of how you can put everything together, because not every paper terrain is just a single page and it's all there. Dave's Games, which is manufacturer on Wargame Vault and all over the place, makes beautiful paper terrain that has all sorts of different textures and everything on it. They have stuff in 28 and 35 millimeter that's great for sci-fi, great for fantasy. You could use it playing Warhammer Fantasy. You could use it playing just about anything you could ever imagine. And he has a really cool paper model guide that he put together to kind of help people, in particular with his products. But you could take it and use it as an example of how to deal with paper models in general. So we have a link to that, of course, in the show notes. It's a PDF. It's a big PDF. So I want to warn you, you don't want to just click the link and open it. You want to, you know, download that link, save the PDF onto your computer, and then open it, because it's going to take a little bit. And especially with internet speeds, it might take a little while. But paper models, paper terrain, great way for you to wargame on the cheap. That's what we're talking about today. Wargaming on the cheap. Another idea would be, why don't you try a smaller scale? I was very used to playing in 25/28/35mm scale because I come from that whole Games Workshop background of playing Warhammer 40k, playing Fantasy, playing Battlefleet Gothic. All that stuff is at 28/35mm scale. They say officially 28, but they're, you know, a little closer to 35mm. So I'm used to that whole setup where planning that scale, and there's tons of beautiful models in that range. So Perry Brothers, the Warlord Games, Bolt Action, all of them, they have really cool 28mm stuff out there. But 28mm, as beautiful as it is, very beautiful, expensive. Even if you get in plastic kits like the Perry Plastics, still expensive. If nothing else, you have to put them all together, so you're spending in time for all that kind of stuff for a minimum savings, if there, maybe not too much of savings, but minimum savings in cost, and you're spending more in time, and then don't forget the money for all the materials to put them together and all that kind of stuff. So you're spending all that there. Why not go down some scales? Why not move down to 15mm, 10mm, 6mm? Maybe it's hard for you to see 6mm. That's okay. Try 10 or 15. You can get 10 or 15, and you can get them really affordably. You can spend less money for more models. They look better on a table, especially a smaller table. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of space where you're going to game. Not everyone has that 4x6 table. Maybe you get a 4x4 table, a 2x4 table, something like that. You have a smaller space. You want to go a smaller scale because it'll look better. You'll feel like, oh my god, I have so many troops under my command, and I'm going to vanquish my foe and have fun in my tabletop teaser and get things going. That smaller scale would be perfect. A couple other benefits to smaller scale. Easier to store because they take up less room. I don't know about you, but right now my wife and I, we're in a condo. Not a lot of space in a condo, and even when we move into our home is a small house. Not a lot of space in a small house. Not everyone's in condos or small houses. Maybe you're in a townhouse, maybe you're in an apartment. Not lots of space for all this kind of stuff. So if you go smaller scale, it's easier to store it all. Also, smaller scale means most likely more quickly to paint. You put a little coat here, coat there, and pick out a couple details and you're done. You don't have to spend as much time worrying about all the details like you do in those larger scales. It's okay to do it maybe a little bit easy, cut a few corners, and it'll still look good because from 3 to 4 feet away, where you're going to be looking at the models, where your buddies are going to be looking at the models, they're not going to notice because this is a smaller scale, 10 or 15 millimeters, especially 10 and below in particular. I want to highlight Old Glory because Old Glory has tons of 10 and 15 millimeter models that are really affordable. In particular, I want to talk about the 10 millimeters because I'm using the 10 millimeters for my Denhampton Revolution and for an event that I'm going to be talking about in a couple moments. So if you pick up a pack of 100 rank and file infantry, this is your standard infantry regardless of time period, and they have them all from ancients, biblical, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, Dark Ages, Napoleonics, American Civil War, American Revolution, they cover it all, and they have it in that 10mm scale. If you get a pack of 100 rank and file infantry, it only costs you $16. That's right, $16 for 100 guys. If you need a pack of 50, which is basically going to be your command models, so if they're units that have flags, it's going to be your flag bearers, your musicians, and all that kind of stuff all together, your unit leader, they have them all there in that pack. 50 command models equals $9.50. If you want cavalry, cavalry tends to come in packs of 30 guys plus horses, $16. Very affordable for you to be able to get thousands of models, tens of thousands of models, hundreds of thousands of models very cheaply and minimal space, and requires minimal effort to paint and put together because there's next to no assembly, basically, at 10mm. And 15mm scale, the prices aren't that much more. You're going to see relative increase, but not a whole lot. They're still very affordable. Now, Old Glory, the sculpts aren't the best looking sculpts you're ever going to see. But again, 10mm, who's going to know the difference? You're not getting it that close to your eye. 3 to 4 feet away is what you're going to be looking at, except for when you're painting. But even then, again, quick, and you're done. So that's just something to consider, very affordable. I know there are other 10, 15, and 6mm scales out there. You could definitely consider them. They're going to be more expensive, though, and they will look better, but they will be more expensive. And we're trying to talk about wargaming on the cheap. So those are all of the different ways that I have come up with, right now anyway, where you can wargame on the cheap. So let me just run down through the list again. You can use your local library as a way to get really cool resource material. You could get rule books like Force on Force is something I got, the Osprey Publishing books. You can get magazines. I've gotten White Dwarf and all sorts of other stuff from your local library. If it's an item you like enough that you're going to use again and again and again, go ahead and buy it from your local bookstore. And if it's something you need one use or you don't like, don't spend the $50 on the rule book. Get it from your local library, put the $50 in your pocket, and use it somewhere else. Try Paper Terrain. You can get it for free or very cheap. We have a whole set of links on a Free Paper Terrain page where you can get tons of stuff for free. Paper Terrain and paper models, or print and play models as I like to call them, they're really cool because all you need is paper and ink in your printer. You print it out and you're done. If you have to buy it, and some of them you do need to pay for, if you have to buy it, you pay once and you print out as many as you need. You can also consider plastic army men. You can do this for all sorts of different setups. You can get the really cheap 172nd sale from a dollar store near you. Perfect for playing Force on Force. All that kind of stuff. Or you can get the classics. Italieri, Airfix, IMIX, Revell, Accurate, etc. And they have them in different scales. 28mm, 25mm I believe is the most common. You could use those for Hail Caesar. You could use them for Saga. You could use them for Black Powder. You can use them for Bolt Action. All sorts of different stuff. Perfect for all of that. I want to mention that you should check out Wargame Vault because they have tons of print and play models and print and play terrain. That's free paper terrain. In particular, I want to highlight the American Civil War artillery that I have a link to in the show notes. And I also want to highlight our cool free set of ancient warriors. You download them, and if you like them enough, there's other ones out there that you can buy from the same manufacturer. Very high quality, fantastic. Don't forget, if you're interested in any of this paper, terrain, print, and play models, check out the Dave's Games Paper Model Guide. Don't worry, links to everything in the show notes, which you can get at by going to wargamingforums.com/WR84. And finally, why not try a smaller scale? That's right, Old Glory is a great way to get decent-looking, very affordable models in 10 and 15mm scale. They range in price, for 10mm this is, they range in price from $9.50 for a pack of 50 command models to $16 for roughly 30 cavalry or 100 rank and file infantry. Fantastic prices. Plus, you also have savings in time for painting, time for assembly, because there's almost no assembly for most of them, and also in storage, because they take up very little space. They also need very little playing space. They're going to look better in a smaller area. So if you're like me and you have a limited living space, not everyone has a really cool game store you can go to do your gaming. You might be gaming at home or at a buddy's house, and not everyone has tons of room for all that kind of stuff. Smaller scale will see savings both in time and money. Very important for when you want a war game on the cheap. Now that we covered all of the wargaming on the cheap stuff, I have a few other things that I want to talk about this episode, episode 84. I want to mention that we have a brand new logo. This is something that I've been talking about for quite a while, and I'm really excited because Mr. Jeremy Costu of Mighty Knight Gaunt has been hard at work for many months putting together this fantastic new logo. I was like, Jeremy, do you know what? I want a new logo, but you know, I don't know what I want. I want a new logo, and that's about all I know. So he worked on some stuff, and then he and I got talking. We were talking about what the podcast covers, what the blog covers, some different things that happens. And then he went into a closet, and he went hard at work in his workshop, and he's doing this and doing that. And then he comes out with this new logo, and we went back and forth a little bit, but the new logo is amazing. Now, since this is an audio podcast and not a video podcast, you can't see the logo unless you go to the website. So I just want to describe it for you. The logo is really cool. He's taken a bunch of hex shapes in different colors between green and yellow, and then there are some that are blue, and it represents, to me anyway, a wargaming map at that upper level where you're like the wargaming general, and you're looking down and you're plotting where your armies are moving. And so you have this cool hex map with different elevations. In the center in red with this really cool font says Wargaming Recon. You get very clearly what the podcast is about. You get that it's called Wargaming Recon. You get that it has some sort of strategy, tactical gaming feel to it with all those hexes. He did a great job. I love the logo. If you need anyone to do some sort of graphic design work for you, I can't say enough how great Jeremy is. He's very professional. He gets things done in a good time manner. He responds very well to your feedback, to your comments, and he has no problem doing whatever edits need to be done. He's an amazing guy. I strongly recommend you check him out. Again, a link to Jeremy over at Mighty Night Gaunt in the show notes. I also want to mention that there's going to be a bit of a little vacation here at Wargaming Recon. We have a special podcasting schedule for the holidays. Basically, this is the last episode for 2012. I'm taking a break and coming back in 2013. January 7th will actually be the first episode of 2013. We'll be talking about, I don't know, we'll be talking about something here on Wargaming Recon. But in between, I'm taking a break for a few reasons. First of all, it's the holiday season. Hanukkah's happening right now for people. Christmas is coming up. Kwanzaa's coming up. Festivus is coming up. All these kind of things. But also, December is a very busy month for my family because there are a lot of birthdays. A lot of birthdays on my wife's side. A lot of birthdays on my side. My father's birthday is at the beginning of the month. The beginning of the month is also the anniversary of my grandfather's death. And on December 22nd is my birthday. So December 22nd, 2012, I will be turning 31 and celebrating with my wife. We're going to be going out to dinner. We're going to go see a movie. And we're going to see the Providence Bruins play and hopefully win because I am a huge hockey fan. And since the National Hockey League has shut down the season for all of December and the Hockey League is in lockout, I have to rely on the American Hockey League to get my hockey fill. I just love hockey and we get great seats. It should be a lot of fun. So taking the rest of December off and the beginning of January because of New Year's and all that kind of stuff to just recoup and get ready and re-energized for 2013 to bring you great new content to do it consistently and just keep on getting better and going forward. I also want to mention that in February, over in 2013, February 21st to the 24th, TotalCon will be happening. It's a next time around for Total Confusion. I am running an event with Adrian and with Court, who helped run an event last year. We played some Black Powder. We did Daybreak at Hagman's Creek, I believe it was called, American Civil War. We did it in 15mm. This year, we're doing the American Revolution 10mm models using the Black Powder rules. We're going to run Battle of Freeman's Farm. That's right, First Saratoga, Battle of Freeman's Farm. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've been doing a little playtesting already, playing it out. We're all supposedly working on our models, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Although Court's been doing fantastic. Big round of applause for Court. We're going to be playing on a 4x6 table. I'm hoping that you'll take the time to come to TotalCon, which is a fantastic convention in Mansfield. That's right, February 21st through the 24th, 2013. Saturday, I will be running the event. That's right, I'm running it with Adrian and Court. It starts at 7 o'clock, so I hope you look for Battle of Freeman's Farm, and I hope you'll sign up and you'll play in the event. We'd love to have you. It'll be a lot of fun. It was really cool because the event was highlighted in the most recent con promotional email. I have to give a big thank you to Media Director Angela Parento. She is also going to be a guest on an upcoming episode of this show, so it's a lot of fun. She was on before, loved having her on there, and I think I'm going to try to get her to be on my other show, Geeks Explicitly. We'll see how that goes, though, but I'm crossing my fingers and hoping she'll do it because she was fantastic. It was a lot of fun having her on. Now, I just want to switch gears just a little bit, and I want to mention a cool new podcast that is joining the Troll in the Corner podcast network. You know that Wargaming Recon's a member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network, or TCPN for short. You know Indie Talks is a member. You know Geeks Explicitly, my other show, is a member. And you know Monsters of the Shattered World is a member. There's four shows right now on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. But there's a new show coming soon that I am very excited about. It's called Growing Geeks. It's an upcoming podcast co-hosted by Tristan Tarwater of Back That Elf Up fame. She's a published author. And also Indie Talks, Ben Gerber, an owner of Troll in the Corner, is co-hosting it. They're going to be talking about what it's like to be a geek and to be a geek raising children in this geek world. It's going to be really cool. They're going to talk about gaming and all sorts of different cool fandoms and everything. I'm very excited about it because not only do I like to game and wargame and historical stuff and everything I talk about here on Wargaming Recon, but I am a geek. I'm proud to be a geek. It's okay. I have a big G on me. You know, I'm very excited about that. And of course, I'm married and I hope to have kids someday and would love to raise kids up to do gaming and wargaming and embrace being geeks and all that kind of stuff. I'm really excited about Growing Geeks. As we know more about the upcoming show, Growing Geeks, I will be sharing that with you. There's going to be a promo at the end of this show that I will be raising for all that to keep you interested in it. Now, don't forget, no new episodes of Wargaming Recon until January 7th, 2013. Also, don't forget, check out the show notes for this episode. I've talked about it a lot, but wargamingforums.com/WR84 is the link to the show notes. That's right, wargamingforums.com/WR84, and that'll get you a link to the show notes and have all the content that I've talked about on this episode. Since this is the last episode of both the season and of December and of 2012, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, season's greetings to all of you, and a Happy New Year, because that's coming up as well. I hope everyone has a safe and joyous December 2012 and safe and joyful New Year, because that's coming up. We will be back, like I said, on January 7th, 2013. Can you believe 2013's coming? So if the Maya are wrong, and I believe they are, and the world is not going to end, we will be back. I promise. We will be back on January 7th, 2013. In the meantime, maybe you can take that to catch up on previous episodes of Wargaming Recon. This is episode 84. I'm sure there is at least one episode that maybe you've missed. Or if you've listened to them all, and you listen to them all, and you're an expert and know more about them than I do, maybe you want to check out some of the other shows on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. You knew I was going to link that in, didn't you? You can head on over to trollitc.com/TCPN, and that has all of the shows on the network. Right now, Wargaming Recon, which you are listening to, my other show, Geeks Explicitly, you might enjoy. There's also Indie Talks and Monsters of the Shattered World. You might want to check all of those out because you might enjoy them. They have quite a few episodes for all of that that you can catch up on and listen to. And if you listen to all of that, then maybe you need to do some wargaming and step away from the computer for a little bit. Step away from your iPod or whatever your MP3 player happens to be and do a little wargaming. Do some painting. Use some of the cool things I talked about on today's episode. The paper terrain, the plastic army men, the print and play models, the smaller scale. Whatever you do, I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment on those show notes that I sent you the URL to repeatedly throughout this episode. You can send me an email, cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. That's right. You can send it there and let me know what things you used, you didn't use, you liked, you didn't like. And who knows, maybe your comments, maybe your feedback will make it into an upcoming episode of Wargaming Recon. So you know the drill. You know that I'm going to have the credits. I'm going to have the promos for those other shows on the Troll in the Corner podcast network coming up. You know that I have to give a big thank you to our sponsor for many years, 12-7-games.com. 12-7-games is the cheapest place on the internet to get your Axis and Allies miniatures, your War at Sea minis, your Angels 20 minis, all that kind of stuff. Bill Detmers is the owner of the cool 12-7-games.com, and he's a fantastic guy. It's been a pleasure working with him all these years. So you know you have to check him out and get your singles, get your models, get your rules, get all that kind of stuff. We also have to give a big thank you to Noble Knight Games, who's a sponsor for Troll in the Corner, and they're sponsoring all the shows on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. So big thank you to Noble Knight Games. Big thank you to everyone. I'm wrapping this up. It's been a pleasure podcasting with you and putting this content out for you to listen to this 2012. I am deeply honored and thankful and grateful that you invite me into your home, invite me into your lives so that you can listen to me and I can join you and talk about wargaming. So as always, this is Jonathan J. Reinhardt, and keep on gaming.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. If you enjoy Wargaming Recon, you might enjoy some of the other shows on the network. So here's the lineup. Every Wednesday is a new episode of Indie Talks with Ben Gerber. Ben is the owner of Troll ITC, and on Indie Talks, he covers independent games, movies, television. He performs interviews with guests, gives reviews, and much more. He claims it's a bi-monthly podcast, but actually, you can get a new episode every Wednesday. Geeks Explicitly is a show I co-host with my buddy Drew McCarthy. We release new episodes every Thursday covering all aspects of geek life. Look for reviews, interviews, and much more. Of course, Wargaming Recon is a bi-monthly historical and New England gaming podcast featuring interviews, reviews, convention coverage, giveaways, and much more. Then, GamerTunes, another show I do, is a bi-monthly gaming music podcast where you can find music to play in your games or when you're just chilling with your gaming buddies. All music on the show is either free, freely available via the Creative Commons, or artists have given me permission to play it. You can check GamerTunes twice a month. Finally, Monsters of the Shattered World is a monthly podcast hosted by Brent Newhall. Brent is one of the other editors at trollitc.com. Monsters of the Shattered World is a story-type podcast just like the old Sherlock Holmes radio. If you like any of these, or you just want to see what's going on, please head over to trollitc.com. Be sure to click on the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network logo.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Hi, this is Tristan.
And this is Ben.
And this is Growing Geeks, a podcast where we talk about parenting as geeks
and use our skills to raise the next generation of awesome people.
Started out as a ball of lightning, and we'll all end up as ammonium chlorine, and somewhere in between we'll rule the world. Yeah, somewhere in between we'll rule the world. And we're gonna go down, gonna go down slow.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.